We are chatting this morning to Tiniko Betty Hlongwane. Now, Betty is not a newcomer to the Jet Setting with Janet show. We recently, well, a while ago, spoke to Betty when she was at Nahakwa Lodge, a community-owned lodge in the Mai Mai village, where she worked from 2016 to 2024. Now, why I love Betty's story is because Betty started off very humbly in the hospitality sector. She started as a petrol attendant after matriculating in 1992. And then she joined Shiluvari Lakeside Lodge in 1996. She worked as a housekeeper, she worked in the scullery, she worked in food and bev until she was promoted in 2009 to lodge manager at Shiluvari. And this is the Betty that I know because Betty makes her own pathway. And this is why we love having her on the show. Then in 2013 to 2015, she joined another bush lodge where she was employed as the lodge manager. And then she was at Nahakwa from 2016 to 2024. And yet again, she's moving up and up and is now the hospitality manager at Madi Athaba Mountain Lodge, which basically means water from the mountain. Am I right, Betty? Is that what that means? Well, Betty, it's wonderful to have you on the show again. You are now in this new position as the marketing and hospitality manager in a beautiful four-star graded lodge situated on the R522 on Vivo Road. Now you've made quite a transition, and this is now a new challenge for you, Betty. So, firstly, start by telling us what is this beautiful lodge like?
Thank you very much for giving this opportunity again. It's been a privilege to be with Jet Setting with Janet, which is helping our hospitality products or for marketing. I thank you very much for giving us this opportunity and giving me this opportunity where I am now, which is a new lodge, Madi Athaba Mountain Lodge, where I am based now. For the little background about Madi Athaba Lodge, although you have mentioned where we are situated, Madi Athaba is a four-star lodge situated 11 kilometers from Lwestrishart on the Vivo Road 522, which is also closer on the way to, it's closer to Botswana border, Bond Drift, also closer to Bay Bridge towards Zimbabwe, and we are also very close to Kruger National Park through Punda Maria Gate or Pafuri Gate. Madi Athaba offers accommodation and some different activities. I'll start with accommodation. Madi Athaba has different accommodation starting from standard rooms, self-catering, and the suite rooms. So we have those rooms, which is about five suite and then five standard rooms. I will not talk about the rates now. I will at the end, I will just give you our website and our telephone number with WhatsApp where you can access our rates and the information which you might need in terms of how to contact us. I will
Now,
also
Betty,
like
before you go into the details, firstly, I want to say you're very beautifully located here. It's quite central, it's easily accessible, which is wonderful. And you've got quite a nice diverse grouping of rooms, so it suits all kinds of budgets. You've got deluxe rooms, self-catering units, standard rooms. And besides that, you also have a lot of activities. So I want to know, I'm not so much interested in the pricing because people can get that on the website or via your social media. I just want to know what is in the lodge and what's surrounding it in terms of activities.
You are right. We've got different activities starting from arts and crafts, cultural tours, which we do our Ribola art route or Ilim route, and then the Venda art route or Toyando or Vembe, which the Vembe art route includes places like Lake Fundozi, Toyando Arts and Craft, as well as our popular Dr. Nuria Mabasa Gallery. And then on the Ribola art route, we do different people like Philato Bulala is very famous. We also do Mukundeni Pottery. We also do Thomas Kubai music art and all of those people. So this is one some of our cultural arts craft tours which we do outside the lodge. It's guided tours. It's either you have a guide direct from the lodge, or you can do self-drive tours, which will give you maps which you can able to do the tour on your own. Then we have lodge activities, which is internal activities. I'll start. We've got three hiking trails inside the lodge. We've got big waterfall trail. We call it Mwanalo Trail, which is about 7 kilometers return, which is 3.5 to go, 3.5 to come back. And we got what we call small waterfall trail, Smomoza, which is about 3 kilometers. And the third one is Baobab Trail, which is about 4.5 kilometers. All you need to do on these trails to have good gripping shoes, a walking stick, just to help you on when you are busy, because we've got some rocks around there. But you'll enjoy these trips as it takes you to the waterfalls, where you can able to stand, and then if you want to stand underneath the water, you can able to do that. Our other inside activity is quad bikes. We've got quad bikes inside the lodge. That is about 15 to 20 minutes around the lodge with some trails, which we take people on the quad bikes. We also have zip line at the lodge, which is about 15 seconds. This includes the transport which will take you to the mountain, because it starts at the mountain at the starting point. So the transport is per trip, which this information will be given to people as they make bookings, or if they have their own transport to go to the mountain where the starting point is, where it will need a 4x4 car. The zip line is about 50 meters above sea level and is 500 meters long. So this is some of our inside activities which we offer within the lodge.
Now, Betty, I'm so impressed because you can have a beautiful stay with lots of activities. The art route sounds amazing. And I think it's something that definitely needs exposure. Nuria Mabasa is a giant in her time. And many people know others like Esther Mahlangu, but as a sculptor, I think it would be great for people to learn and appreciate what it is that she does. And she lives in a very humble village, which where her studio is as well. And then, of course, on the outside, you have lots of crafts, lots of activities. You also have some unique interiors there at Madi Atava, so people can get a sense of the traditional, the modern Venda, Tsonga, and Pedi styles. And then you can just stay at the lodge and enjoy the lodge because you've got 320 hectares, right? That's amazing. So one could just come there for a retreat and really just relax and unwind and be spoiled because included in your package is a bed and breakfast or dinner bed and breakfast.
And self-catering.
It's self-catering. But do you have the option to also have your meals prepared on site?
Yes, we've got a fully licensed restaurant and bar within the lodge. So we've got a la carte menu, which people can order from. So it's your choice if you want to do your own meals or within the lodge when you have booked, or you want to enjoy our cuisine within the lodge. And we've got a very a good chef who can make you very beautiful food. So you will enjoy the food with us here.
That's amazing, Betty. So, what is a typical day like at the lodge? If one wakes up, what would you suggest as the perfect itinerary?
I will suggest people can come in, even if it's not like staying over, but coming to just have a relaxed day. I forgot to mention about our dancing fish art gallery, which also is a part of our activities, because also it's got a lot of history. It's got all stories, because there we gather all our information, like the historical artifacts, starting from the Tsonga people, Venda, Pedi, Lobedu, and all those things. So people, you can stay the whole day there, reading all the stories at our gallery. This includes also the school children who might need to gather information on their studies, which will also allow them to can come and then and have studies there and see on the other things, and it helps them at their studies. So people can book, relax, come. We've got also day visit, which is free entrance. And then if you need to use a swimming pool, it's at a little cost, which you can pay for the swimming pool. Otherwise, we sell food, all drinks inside the lodge, which you can able to enjoy during the day.
Wonderful. And do you live on site or you live in the surrounding areas, Betty?
I live on site. My home is not far from the lodge, from Ilim area, but I'm always within the lodge, inside the premises, if I'm needed. So even if in the evening, I can stay around with guests talking until people get tired and so on. So I'm always available.
That's wonderful to know. And is it good? Is it lovely to stay there, surrounded by guests and surrounded by these 320 hectares of land?
It's very beautiful, because remember, Madi Atawa is situated within the mountains. So you've got a beautiful view of the mountains when you are outside. So even if you want to peep through the window, you are looking around the mountains. So it's very beautiful. So there's no way that you'll come here and regret. You'll enjoy the stay here at Madi Atawa Mountain Lodge.
Wonderful. Now, if I have to travel from Cape Town, how would I reach you?
If you travel from Cape Town, you can have your flights up to either Johannesburg or Polokwane International Airport, where you'll drive along the N1, which carries on to Loystrichat, Makado, and we are 11 kilometers from Makado on the Vivo Road, R522. So from
And how
Polokwane
long would
International,
that drive? How long
from
would that
Polokwane.
drive take me?
Yeah, from let's say from Polokwane International Airport, or from Polokwane, we're about 110 kilometers from there to the lodge.
Okay, that's very doable, very easy access.
Yes, it is. Yes, and if you need like pickup from Polokwane, it can be arranged, because we also do pickup of our clients in Loystrichat. Some who like come, you find that they don't have transport, we also do that. We do shuttle a pickup for some of our clients who doesn't have a transport to reach us here.
Excellent. So what would a shuttle like that cost a client coming in, besides the airfare now, which is fluctuating, but just to get from the airport to you, what would that cost?
We work at like 750 per kilometer. So that is determined by where, if it's only a pickup only. So that one, we work out with the client on how much it will cost from Polokwane.
Okay, excellent. So we can work out the distance and work out the cost
Yes,
of what
cost,
it would cost to get there. Excellent. Yes, of course.
yes.
No, that
Yes.
sounds wonderful. So this Mariataba is a new venture for you, Betty. It's a new space. You've got lots of responsibilities because you're now the hospitality and marketing manager. So we're very happy that you were able to join us today on the
Yeah.
show. And you've also given us a phenomenal prize of a two-night stay for two people on a bed and breakfast basis. Then you've got some activities like zip lining and quad biking and hiking to the waterfall. So it's quite a comprehensive gift you've given us, and we really, really appreciate that. I think one of our lucky listeners are going to be incredibly spoiled to be able to
Thank
receive this
you
gift.
very much. I appreciate. Thank you very much, as well
And
for the opportunity.
you're welcome, Betty. Is there any parting words you'd like to share with us? Why should we come? What's amazing? Anything to share before we say goodbye to you?
All I can say is that here we are Mariataba. We are ready to give you the best service of what we are doing inside here. You are all welcomed. Your manager is Betty as I'm speaking. You are free to contact me. I'll give you my number at the end here. So we are very, very happy that you'll come and join us any time of the year. And if we have, and please check our specials on our Facebook page all the time, or some or on our WhatsApp call, WhatsApp number, lodge number, which I'll give you after the show here. So we are very happy that we've been given the opportunity to express ourselves as Mariataba, to invite all our guests to come and enjoy with us this beautiful place.
It's a big pleasure, Betty. Always wonderful to talk to you. Always exciting to see where your new adventures are taking you. And we are certainly looking forward to experiencing Mariataba. It sounds magical. Thank you.
Thank you very much.